This is Bird Note. A sweetly whistled song speeds toward a melodious trill. It's still dark, an hour before dawn on this July morning in the Wisconsin countryside. A field sparrow announces the new day. This was the first bird song Aldo Leopold awoke to on his farm in the 1940s. In his Sand County Almanac, a classic of conservation and nature writing, Aldo Leopold brought to life scenes of nature a month at a time. Picture a man sitting on a bench outside his cabin door, awaiting the dawn chorus, a cup of coffee in hand, facing, as Leopold put it, the white wake of the morning star. He wrote, "Before the field sparrows have quite gone the rounds, the robin in the big elm warbles loudly his claim to the spot in the old tree." The robin's insistent caroling awakens the oriole. Then the indigo bunting. And so it goes. Field sparrows aren't as common today as they were in Aldo Leopold's day. But conservation of natural grasslands can help boost their numbers. And the Federal Conservation Reserve Program is leading the way, helping to maintain the ideal habitat for these sweet singers. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.